Daf Tesvav. Bein l'Rav, bein l'Rav Bar Rahuna. Now, according to both Rav and Rav Bar Rahuna, the money that the robber owes the robbery victim, milva al pehu, has the status of a loan by oral agreement, and it's not accompanied by documentation. Milva al peh, and he gave him the chasam shabadim. And the halacha is, a person is owed a loan by oral agreement and cannot collect from lien property. After the Gemara, hachamai skin, what are we dealing with over here? Kishama badin v'hadr zabin. Talking about a case where the robber stood in Beis Din for his robbery, and the Beis Din found him guilty. And he sold the land. Since he sold it after the liability was known, the debt is equivalent to one that it's a milva b'shtar, and can be collected from the chosim shabbatim. Friday the Gemara, yihachi, if that's the case, the owner should collect peiris nami. The owner should collect payment for the produce as well from the chosim shabbatim. After the Gemara, kishalim badin al keren. It's referring to a case where the robber stood trial for the principal. Kishalim badin al peiris, but did not yet stand trial for the produce. Friday the Gemara, my pasuk. What was the state without qualification? According to this explanation, the distinction is not between the principal and the produce, but rather between debt for which the robber stood trial and those for which he did not stand in Beis Din. Rabbi the Gemara, stama milsa kitav inish, karna tav b'resha. The normal way of things is, when a person files a claim, he first claims the principal, and only afterwards does he file claims with regards to other properties such as produce. The Gemara questions the statement that Rav Nachman said in Shmuel's name. Vesover Shmuel lekech migazlan lest they shvacha. The Shmuel hold that one who buys land from a robber does not have the right to the value of the enhancement of the land. Barley Shmuel that of Chanina bar Shilas, but didn't Shmuel say to Rav Chanina bar Shilas, Imlech, when you write a deed of sale, consult with the parties. Uksiv shuf l'shvachu pira. If they agree, write the seller, commits to compensate the buyer in the event that the land is appropriated from him with a superior quality land, and for the value of the enhancement of the land that produces as well. This was standard formula of deeds of sale. The Gemara clarifies, B'mai, to what case is the statement referring? Ibi Balchev, if it's a case where the seller's creditors repossess the land, does the creditor have rights to the produce? Omar Shmuel, but doesn't Shmuel say, Balchev gave us a shemach, that a creditor collects the value of the enhancement of the field, which is mashma shevach in avopiris loy. It's mashma the shevach, but not the meris. Allah b'lekech v'gazlan. Rather, it's not referred to a case where a person buys land from a robber, the owner repossesses it. This is Seisher Shmuel's earlier statement that one who buys land from a robber does not have the rights to the value of the enhancement. But Yosef, this is what my skin, what are we dealing with? Kagain shish the karka. The case where the robber owns the land, which he can return to the buyer instead of paying his money. In that case, the transaction appears to be a sale and not the payment of interest for a loan. Or that buyer says, "V'chim what the lulei sub b'sub makam shish the karka is permitted to borrow a sub grain for return of a son in case of that he owns land." The chachamim were asked executing a loan of produce for return for the same amount of produce, lest the price rises in the interim, causing the leva to return a higher value than he borrowed, which appears to be ribis. This is the halacha, even in the case where the borrower owns land. Similarly, in the case where the robber owns land, the payment of the value of the enhancement resembles the payment of interest. So later, Yisrael said to him, Hosam halva, the distinction between the two cases is there, with regards to the borrowing of sub basa, the case in question involves a loan. Hochazvina, whereas here, in the case involving a sale, since the field was bought from the robber, the additional value that the robber pays does not appear to be ribis. Igadam and other people say, with the case where the buyer performed a kinyan to the time that he purchased the land from the robber's possession, thereby formalizing a tanai that should the field be appropriate for him, he'll be reimbursed from the enhancement and its value. Since he acquired this right at the time of the purchase, it does not appear as though he received ribis. It's a reminder for one to borrow a sub for a son, a case where he performed an act of acquisition from possession. There, with regards to borrowing a sub, it's in case of a halva. A chazvina here is a case involving a sale. Or it says it is gufa, it's returned to the text of sale. Omar Shmuel says, Balchi, you gave us a shemach, a creditor collects the value of the enhancement of the land. Omar Rabba says, Teda, you should know, Shakap case of the Mechalikiach. Although this is true, as this is the standard formalization that the seller writes to the buyer in a deed of sale. I will stand the silence and purify the cleanse this sale. So the label invested in its enhancement. Veikum kadomach, and I will present its value for you. What's vizvina denam nikava eloya. And this seller consented and accepted upon himself. The case of a gift where the owner does not write the formalization, indeed, does it say that the creditor does not repossess the value of the enhancement? Or in yes, without a mecher, but is the legal power of gift stronger than that of a sale? Yes, it's indeed stronger. Or not, as always, this is the side of the marshwol. The following bison supports the opinion of marshwol. But our colleague Rav Huna interprets it as referring to other matters. The Tanya Amir said of the Chabede, one who sells a field to another, and it's appropriated for him the buyer's possession. When he collects, give us a kirim and the chasmer shabbatim, he collects it from the chasmer shabbatim, the shabbat given the chasmer nechayin, and he collects an answer from unsold property. And our colleague opponent interprets it as referring to other matters. The case of one who buys a field from a robber. In the case of one who sells a field to another and the buyer enhances it. When the creditor comes and repossesses the field. When the buyer collects. If the value of the enhancement of the field is greater than the buyer's expenses. It takes the difference of the value between the enhancement and the expenses from the owner of the sale. And he's compensated from the expenses of the creditor. If the expenses were greater than the enhancements, he receives the compensation for his expenses only up to the value of the enhancement from the creditor. What about Shmuel b'may ukum lo? And how does Shmuel interpret the brisa? Even the kif begazan, if it's referring to one who buys a field from a robber, gashadisha, then the first clause of the brisa poses a difficulty to Shmuel's opinion. The Shmuel says the kif begazan less the shvacha. A person who buys a field from a robber does not have the right to compensation that has for the field. Even if it's b'chayv, gashadisha v'seifa. The Shmuel says b'chayv gave us a shema. It says a Shmuel creditor collects and has for the field and needs to pay nothing. So I say, if you want to say that the price is referring to one who buys a field from a robber, or you made a or you could say it's talking about a creditor, but the not a question. Here it's referring to the shavach, and a megida Simon, the field that reaches the shoulders. And there it's referring to the enhancement that does not reach one's shoulders. But this is Meisim B'Choyim. The Kamagui Shmuel for the B'Shel Chavagim Kesofayim. And Shmuel would collect payment from the buyer even the enhancement that reaches one's shoulders, without requiring the creditor to compensate for their expenses. So where it says the Kasha, it's not a difficulty. How the Masik Big Shi'ar Shvacha. These were when the creditor was old, they have the same amount of money as the value of the land. How the Masik Bila Shi'ar. And there is the land. That where he was owed by only the same amount. He gives the enhancement and thereby they dismiss the buyer. This works well according to the one who says that even if the purchaser has money, he's unable to dismiss the creditor. According to the one who says that when a purchaser has money, he can dismiss the creditor by paying the value of the land. Let him tell him, give me at least the sum of land from the land that you wish to repossess, which is the amount of the enhancement. You're only getting paid back from this. In the case for one who bought a field from a robber, he recognized that it was not the seller, he knew that it was stolen. Rav says the purchaser has the right to the field. Let him say his deposit. Person knows that he does not have the right to the land. Therefore, he clearly resolved to give him the money and sell the gift. Let him say to his seller that he's giving the money as a gift. Sifalei Milsa, the matter would be embarrassing for the seller. But didn't Rav Shmuel disagree about this principle? One, the Amar Mekadesh is a chayse. Person in the Kaddish, the sister, which obviously doesn't work. Rav Amar Mekadesh chayse. He gave the Kiddushin, the money he gave for the Kiddushin is return, because it's Kiddushin in any tape. Sin, Shmuel Amar Mekadesh Vata, Razamatan, Rav Amar Mekadesh chayse. Because other than the Kiddushin, Kiddushin, there's a chayse. A person knows that he can't be Gomer Lo Shemekadim, Nevelim Shemekadim, Shavalim Mekadim, and Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, the money is considered as a gift. He's giving his matana. He thought the matter would be embarrassing for her, and she'd refuse to accept the money. When I said tzricha, it's necessary to present the disagreement of both instances. In that case, the rab had the money returns to purchasers. People do not tend to give in gifts to non-relatives.
With what justification does he take possession of the land? How does he justify consuming its produce?
Our answer is this: Sover, he holds, I will take possession of the land and I will work and consume the produce in it. And just as the seller would have done.
And when the owner of the land comes and claims,
he has money and he also has the enhancement.
It doesn't matter what it is.